start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Shimon Binnick.
Bershus kol hakol hakodesh. I'm zeichet to see the light in the darkness. When you come from Eretz Yisrael, you come to Chutzlal, sometimes you see the light. Such a Torah in Manchester, this shiur kavuim, the kvisitim le Torah, that's very big chosha by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. For me it's a big schus to speak here. And it's a schus to meet years for Melachim David Zaltzman, a good friend that is so much moist in nafshay and anything that can help a yid. The noise that I want to talk about today, Emir Tzashem, is correct communication with the children. The first thing is, why is it so important for us to have correct communication with the children? And the second idea, how do we do it? How do we not destroy it? I'll be pesach with a nekuda klolis in chinuch. We say bakidish bayom tev, asher bachabonu mikolom, v'roimemonu mikoloshoin, v'kidishonu v'mitzvayisov. The Rebbeinu Shalom picked us up, he separated us from all the goyim. The noise from chinuch, to mechanech our children, is not just by Eden. We see it by goyim also. Goyim has also chinuch. Behemis have chinuch, chayis have chinuch. Of course, when a baby, newborn gets born, so the behemis teaches his newborn how to work in this world. The Gemara says, Mseches Kiddush, Mseches Psochem, Chamisha Dvorim, Tzivo Knan Esbonov. Five things Knan told his children. He taught them, he was mechanech them. Ahevu Zeh, love one the other. Ahevu Zagezel, love to rob, to steal. He was mechanech. What's the nefkimine chinuch ba'ayid than chinuch ba'agoy or ba'ema? It's a very big nafkimina. The chinuch ba'agoy is the goy teaches his son how to take out from this world the most enjoyingness they could have in this world. We're living a short period of time. Do the best you could do to enjoy life. The ba'ema, the chai does the same thing. How do you survive in this world? The chai is toifas that they teach the children how to tear apart a different chai also to eat them up. A yid is a different chinuch. A yid is a chinuch from we're teaching our children, we're mechanech our children how to use out this world, this oilam haza, to bring us to the most chai oilam haba. We're teaching the children how to live in this world, right? Well, we're teaching them how to be using out this most this world to get the most mitzvahs, to get the most chaim. The Gemara says that Unkelus, Bar Kalinikus, Mesachus Gittin, Bar Achse de Titus, he was the nephew from Titus, he asked Titus, what's the choshevste thing in this world? He told him the Eden. He says, should I become a Yid? He says, no, don't do that. That mistake don't do. Milin Nefeshai, they have a lot of mitzvahs, it's very hard to be a Yid. I'll tell you a better idea. Go fight with them. It says, Oyu Tzorer L'Roish. Whoever fights with Yidin becomes big. Fight with Yidin, become big. Titus was a Mordek and Mechanach. He was Mechanach's uncle's. The right thing. You want to enjoy this world? Fight with Yidin. You'll enjoy yourself. You become a Yid, you'll work hard. Bavom Avinu says, Ki Yadativ. The Rebbeinu wants to give us a lot of matonis. Says, Avraham Avinu is mechanech his children right that he should bring out. They should get what they could get. And the Gemara ends, Toch hazi, come look. Ma benevi Yisrael nevi umisoylam. Look what the difference is between these two. In chinuch, there's no shittas. People say, I have a shita, you do like this, you're matzliach, it can't be. Why? Because every kid is different, every family is different. Every kid, sometimes he's like this, sometimes he's like that. In chinuch, there is kelim, tools. There's a lot of tools. And when you use the right tools in the right time, it's matzliach. That means like when someone says, I heard a sheet, I read a book, I heard a lecture, I did it, and it did not work, okay? It could be that this kid does work, this kid doesn't work. The chokhm is to know, to have the tools, to know how to be matim, everything, it should be passive for everyone. Kineged abo, bonem divrei Torah. We have four types of children. Every kid has to be mechunech lefi his way. I want to give a mashal. It's, you know, when a carpenter wants to build a bench or table, a closet, so he has a lot of tools. He has a hammer, he has a screwdriver, he has a saw, he has glue. Now, what does he do? When does he use it? Everything he's used exactly what it has to be done for. When kids want to build, you know, as I call it in America, a machane, they take a few woods together and they build themselves like as a... Yeah, okay. How do they build it? They take woods, whatever they have, that's what they take. What kind of screws, what kind of nails, hammer, screw, whatever they have, that's what they use. If a carpenter, that's a mumche, knows how to be pasik, everything that has to be done for that thing, it means that he knows the screwdrivers has screws has screwdrivers, nails have a hammer. In chinuch, we have also these things. We have a hammer, we have a screwdriver, and we have glue. We have a hammer. I'll call it the anisha. We have to punish a kid. A hammer, yeah. A hammer, a screwdriver. I didn't mean to hit with the hammer. I was going to tell myself. A screwdriver. A screwdriver goes in slowly, slowly, right? And it gets tightened. This glue, you put things together. Everyone has his ma'ila and his chisaron. And you have to know, when you want to do something right, you have to use the right kalim for it. A hammer could be very good. You knock something in, it goes in tight, in one shot. Well, if it was too strong of a bang, or the nail wasn't enough strong for this hammer, or the wood was too skinny, you'll explode it. A screwdriver has a mila, it goes slowly. Well, you have to have a lot of patience. You have to do it slowly, slow, slow. You have to be consistent. See, it has to be done every time with the kviyut, slowly, slowly. Well, if the screwdriver is not standing straight, or the screw is too small for that screwdriver, it won't go in. If the wood is not right for it, it'll explode the wood again. Glue, well, that's very good. Glue doesn't hurt. Glue is very good. Glue is mu'ula shebekulam. We have to know that glue itself, when you put together two words, glue itself won't hold long. It holds, but not too long. You have to have something with it also. Has to be something done in it also. You have to have a screw or sometimes a little hammer also. Glue, if you have too much, gets messed up. It has to have everything. I'm just saying commercial. Chinuch, there is kelim. Kelim means that you have to be matim everything. In the Torah it says you have to be managed. Also you have to knock so, right? I'm talking about the musik from the musik from. I'm not talking about healing kolil. I'm just saying bechlal the musik from a screwdriver, a hammer, a glue. You have to be matim. You have to be. You have to pick out the right thing for the right child. There's no chitas. There's kelim. There's tools. We have to. If you want to build something, that's the difference between a carpenter that builds and a kid that builds. A carpenter that builds, he has all the kelim and he puts it everything together in the right place. I want to be Messiah in this Agdoma.
The kids have this screwdriver, they have them already. It is something else.
I want to be Messiah with a Pele Yoetz, what a Pele Yoetz says in this noise. V'hakoy lifidaito shel ben. When you want to be mechanech, the child has to be lifidaito shel ben, lifishonov, how old is he, what matter is. Every time when you talk with a kid, you have to be, you have to pick out the right thing for this kid. Sometimes with presents, sometimes with good words, sometimes with oinish. You need a lot of chokhma v'das to creep into the matzah from the child to know if he how old he is, if he died, if he ashon him. And the most, he says, that's the wichtigste thing is, v'akol lishvoich nafshe lefnei Hashem shalich atoysov moinim atov imenu. You got to be mispalu and bit for siyata d'shmaya and ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that my aveis shouldn't be being mazik the chinuch of my child. That's about chinuch. We want to talk about communication. Why is it so important to have a correct communication with children. The children today, like you mentioned before, has a screwdriver. Children have everything today. They have food, clothing, good sforim, good schools. They have everything, Baruch Hashem, today. What is a child missing today more than once upon a time? He's missing a quality time, zman echos, that the parent sits with his child. He listens to the child, he understands the child, he advises the child, supports the child. That's what a kid is missing today. And that's a very, very important product that we're missing. Years ago, when there was no electricity, I mean, how did the houses look? It came dark, everyone came home. Everyone sat around the table, they ate supper together. There was no microwave to warm up the food four different times for supper. Everyone sat around the table, spoke, how was the day, they mentioned, they lived together, it could be they fighted also together, but they lived together, they had a close communication. If the father was a shtickel Talmud Chochem, he said over a good advatoy also, he put more chinuch into the children, more Torah became massive in the children. But it was different than today. Today we're sitting with the phone, with the computer, with the MP3, we're doing chesed, we're sweating the children, we're busy with other things. A friend of mine told me that his wife told him that his wife takes down the children every morning to the bus, the school bus. Not to send down the children, she takes them down, gives them something. He says one day, he says his wife came home a few days ago, and his wife tells him, you know, I was standing with the child, and all of a sudden I finished the phone call, I see my child is not around. Like, here's the other lady that's sitting next to me, did you see, where's my child? He says, yeah. The bus was here a few minutes ago. You put him onto the bus. You even kissed him when you put him onto the bus. And he didn't even realize it. It's so, you're into the phone, you're into it. People don't, children are missing this chelik, that the parents should give with them, should be with them. A child sometimes comes, tell the father, Tati, someone, my friend, my brother broke my tchotchkele, my game. The father says, how much does it cost? £2, okay, take £2 and go buy a new one. He's missing the point. The children, when he's saying that he broke something, but he needs the new one, that's what he wants. He wants that also, maybe. He's saying something with motions. He's disappointed. He's sad. It bothers him what his friend did to him. And when the father takes out the £2, okay, go buy a new one. Hey, father, like, I'm the best for you. I mean, I didn't even think twice, I gave you the money. He misses the point. Because this kid wants that the father should say, wow, what happened? How much did it cost? He should go into him in a conversation about his emotions about this story. And we see a lot of times that, when the father says, take, he says, no, I don't want to buy. And he's confused and he's crying. What happened? You didn't understand me. I'm talking to you emotionally, you're talking to me technically. Now it's true. Sometimes we come home by night, we're exhausted, a whole day, and the kids start coming home and start talking this stuff. And they're talking about two different levels, and we don't have a koyach sometimes. Now it's very important that when the kid is talking to the father, and the father is listening to him, and really with him, it's a very big difference when the father's not with him. A child that gets used to that his father is understanding him, it's giving him capacity, he's with him, he's looking into his words, he's advising him, he's supporting him. Such a child gets used to such a thing that he won't give it away so fast. Even when he gets older, when children sometimes start walking off from the house, this child will never be able to do it. He will never be mevata on this. He won't give it away. Because he needs this kesher. He enjoys it. It's a moedek and matana for him. Well, the umas them, the other side, if a child grows up when he's missing this point, when he's missing this communication, and he knows that I'm not enough important for my father. My father does not understand me. I talk to him, he doesn't have no koyach for me. My father's a very busy man. My father's making a lot of money. My father doesn't understand in children's things. But if he grows up like this, it'll be very bad. This kid is going to grow up for introvert, I'm saying this in English, I'm not so, or disgruntled, social difficulties, confusions. What happened? This kid, Be'etzim, did not get to make clear himself. He had a lot of things on his mind. When he talks to his father, and his father listens to him and explains him, he makes things clear by him. He makes him feel good. He makes him feel choshev. He's worth something. He gives him self-esteem. He's building him up. Well, if he doesn't have it, he's growing up very bad. This kid, Bederech Klal, what happens is that when he gets older, he's missing his attention. He'll go look for attention. And he does it the wrong way. Do it a very negative way. Getting people annoyed. And he has anger in himself. He's not clear by himself. With a lot worse, I'm saying this with a very big cave, with a very big pain in it, because I meet this very much. When a boy that grown up without this communication, and he meets, when he's getting older, a bad friend that's very bad for him, and everyone knows today's days, a bad friend is, wow, the worst could be. And you want to convince this kid, I'm sitting with this boch, and I'm convincing him, this friend is not good for you. He says, what are you talking about? I'm waiting for this for years. A friend that understands me. A friend that feels me. He wants to help me. You're going to tell me that my father wants to help me? Where was my father all day? My father doesn't know how to do this. He grew up without it. He doesn't believe in it. So if someone, Chalil v'chas, would fall with a bad friend when he had a good connection with his father, okay, it's maybe a shtickle work to convince him. Well, he believes his father is really, he means it. He wants to help him. So it's easy to take him away from his bad friend. Well, if the father did not give it to him all these years, so what does the kid feel? My father didn't give it. He's giving it to me. He'll never drop that bad friend. We should never know from Tzoras.
You're talking all the time about the father. You're not mentioning the mother.
What?
You're not mentioning the mother.
Yeah, I'm talking to the parents. It's true. I mean the father and the mother the same. Well, I'm talking to the fathers now because I want they should know they shouldn't say that the mother has to do it. The father has to do it. Yeah. I want to be madgish a glisten akuda. There is certain times that it's more important and less important. Well, if we miss these times that it's more important, we're in trouble. You know, so you ask a person, what's better, a cup of cold cola soda or a hot cup of tea? I mean, it depends when. In the summer, that's good. In the winter, that's good. There is some time that it's very important not to miss this chelik from the keshe with the child. Bichlal, every child has three fences, three gedorim around him that watch over him. The chaverim, the friends. He doesn't do things because he doesn't want to lose his friends. The mechanach, the rebbe, the cheder, the mashgiach, the yeshiva, the manal, and the house. The house is the third one, Taka. It's the forest fence. He feels the most close with his friends. A kid digs for his friends more. So Betzim, the question is, so what could parents do with the weakest? That's the chokhmah. The chokhmah is that when a kid comes home and he's missing, he comes home, he's disappointed. A friend said him a word that bothered him very much. He's very down. And the father has to understand, now is the time, now is the right minute to take the kid, to build up the second fence and build it up straight, build it up stronger, that third fence. The child knows that the first one to push away is a friend. The last one is the house, and that's what's important to know. The children have to know that the house is the last place. They will never throw me away, never send me out. The friends could say what they want, the mechanchim could turn down a kid. Well, the house is all the time a fence that's there. And if Chalila v'chas, the first fence or second fell down, is the time to make stronger the third fence and to build it up stronger.
I have a friend who never heard more than an hour a day. I'm most of it out of the children are more or less grown up. It's quite amazing. Yeah? Some of them are mamashons, they're a very shy, and some aren't. But what the Rebbe say, maybe in hindsight, maybe my friend would say, maybe you should have spent more time at home with the children and put his careers to the side, or the second option, or put this opposite. Sometimes you feel you lead by example. The children see and they automatically follow that. sometimes you need to be there. Very, very hard.
When you say someone's oisik b'tzorche tzibu, when you tell this person that is a kid that's falling down the drain, what could you do? He'll put everything away and run to save the kid. The problem is when he comes and sees it's his own child, he might say, oh, I'll send someone else to do it. Of course, his children, his house is before. It's very hard to say. I mean, that's the both very important. We see the material is a choiva, and to mimcha the children is a choiva. I want to mention over here, when a kid was sent home from school, they were sent out. Sometimes the parents are very angry. They're very in kas on this child. What did you do? The bocha, kid. Now is not the time for the kas. Now is not the time for the anger. Now is the time to accept him. He lost his first two mechitzas. You have to accept him. When you're taking a kid and he's shooting against the mechanach and against friends, and you're listening to him, You're not saying that you're agreeing everything that he says is true. You don't have to agree. Well, you're agreeing to his pain. You're agreeing to your empathy. You're listening to him. You're understanding him and his feeling that he feels. When he calms down, we'll talk to him. We have to do about the cheder, about the school, about the whatever. But now, when a kid comes home, this is the right minute never to miss. Never to miss this minute when a kid comes home and he's disappointed. Now is the time more than ever to accept this kid and take him into you.
The 100%.
They say on the phone it's lekarev rechoykim ulehachik krovim. It's very good. You have someone to be casual with him. Well, if you close men, it's true. It's the point that when you're home with your children, to be with them, and the same thing is the man with the wife. It's true. Correct. Over subonim, you learn with a child is very choshev. That's not the quality time that we're talking about. We're talking about quality time sitting with the child, listening to him, understanding him, supporting him, advising him, empathy, giving him what he needs. The music from communication, bechlal, is inyan from das. Someone that cannot talk, cheresh, she'ene shemeh ve'ene medab, someone that doesn't hear, doesn't talk, what's the din? Kishoyte, he's a shoyte. Why? Because he cannot communicate. Communicate brings a lot of things that's very important. Even if someone has a vikuach with someone, he holds different than someone else, if he communicates with him, he's talking, he says what he says, it's better than not talking. We all know the story with Yaakov Avinu, that when they wanted to put him in the, to bury him, and Esav didn't let, and Chushim ben Don hacked off his head, and everyone says, you know, why did, Reb Chaim Shlevi says, why did Chushim ben Don, why was he the one that did it? So Reb Chaim Shlevi says a murder kivot. He says, Esav was a murder mechutzef. He's a mechutzef. Yaakov Avinu is laying in. You're not letting him bury him. You're mechutzef. Chushim ben Don is, like, what's going on? He didn't hear. He told him, act off his head. What did all the other people that saw such a chutzpah, why didn't they do it? He said, they were communicating with him, with Esav. Esav says, why? Yeah, why not? They were talking. Just the talking itself calmed down that they didn't do what they did. Chushim didn't hear, so he knocked him off his head. People say, when you scream, I hear you. When you talk, I understand you. It's true. When there's communication, you understand one the other one. When communication is in a technical, yes or no, come, bring, that is, it's not emotional communication. It's like filling out a form. Yes or no. We're talking about, we want to build with children a communication from a kesher rikshi, emotionally, right? So, how do we do it? It's very important to know that when the parents will give it for the children, this communication from empathy and emotionally, the children will find a home for the best place. A young man, it was a young man after a chasana. He got married, and he was going all the time to his mother. She was going all the time to her mother. And the young man came over, he says, tell me, what do I do? She's a whole time, everything she's talking about her mother. He says, if you'll give her what she has by her mother's house, she'll not be going to her mother. The Novi says, Koyom Hashem, Zecharti lo chesed neurayich, ahavas kulesoich, lech lech acharai b'midba b'eretz lo yizoruah. The Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, and they went to a midba. Lo yizoruah, a midba. No rain, nothing growing. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, Zecharti lo chesed neurayich. I remember that chesed, that you went out, you believed in me, and you went out. The Rebbeinu Shlom says that when you leave a place, a home for Mitzrayim, a town, a city, a country, and you go into a midbar, it's a chesed. If someone wants that his house should not be a midbar, he has to make it not so. He has to make warmness. He has to bring it into his house. How do we do it? How do we develop a children, a communication from motion that should flow, it should be a good kesher? So the first thing is, when we ask children questions, they're opening, not closing. When a kid comes home from school and you ask him, how was in school today? He'll say, good or not good. That's a closing question. They didn't open him up. When you ask a child, what did you do today in Cheder? What did you do today in Yeshiva? And he starts saying what was there. That's a question that brings him out. Now, more than that, if a child does not open himself up, don't help him by telling him, so you did like this and like this, and he says yes or no. No, we don't want him filling out a form. We want him to tell us, to express us how it was. What did you do? So what did you do by recess? And he played. Did you enjoy it? Ask him emotional questions about it. Did you enjoy it? How was it? Go into it, go into these details with him. Never make a joke of a word that he said. Don't be mezalzel. Don't make up a word that he says. Even he says sometimes kids say words that annoy us. You have a different time to tell it to him. When he's talking and he's expressing, he's giving himself out, that's the most time to show him that we're listening, we have empathy, we're listening to him, we're taking all his words, we understand him, asking him questions of what he said. So he did like this, so what do you do like that? Sometimes like we mentioned in the beginning, that we're exhausted, Ram no koyach. And the kid is telling him, why do I care if he played with this ball or with that ball? I mean, Laman Hashem, what is that? Why do I care? Why do I care if that one kid punched the other one and knocked him down, the Rebbe called him over? Why do I care about it? I mean, these things are past. No, that's the mistake. You take the kid, how was it? What did you do? Ask him questions about motions. Ask him about his motions. Ask him about other ones, about other friends. He punched the other one. Wow, so what did he do, that friend? He fell down, he was sad, he was crying, it bothered him very much. Oh, that's true. So what if you do that, it bothers. And he was happy. Everything that could open up this noise with motions, and you're showing the child how much it interests you. If you see a child being mezalzel in the other child, don't let him. If he's saying a word, he's laughing off a different one, stop him. What are you doing this for? Showing this child that I'm standing up for you. It bothers me that one said a good word for you. Every word that a child says to a father should be taken in and listened to. Amram, that was Godel Ador, had a daughter 6 years old. And she told her father, Shalchog, Koshem Mishal Paroi, Yog Zer is worse than Paroi. And Amram took her words from Miriam. And in that verse, we have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every time a kid says something, listen to him. Show him that it's important for you. Show him that his choshev, his words are choshev by you. If he's saying something that's not correct and you have to stop him, do it with the most edelkeit, bezihirus, very conscious. Watch how you're doing it. Don't ask him questions that make him feel not good. You're putting him into a corner. Sometimes we're talking about punishment. I'll mention at the end about punishment, how you punish. I'm just saying that sometimes, you ask a question, you know the kid is going into a tight corner, it's going to bother him. Don't do it to him. Why are you doing it? And don't pressure him to it. That's because you talk to kids, you show them that you ask them questions, you show them that you're interested in them, you could ask them for their advice. Mostly you ask them, you want to pick up a picture in the dining room. What do you say? It's better over here or better over here? What do you think? Since every kid in his age will try to ask him advice on something. And if he says, maybe over here better, ask him why. What do you think of it better? Why not over here? Show him that it's choshev what he's answering. It's choshev his words. It's choshev by you. He has a place in your heart. You really think that he has a das. He understands what he's saying. What do we do if we find sometimes children that are very closed, very introverted, if I'm saying it right, closed children, and they don't go with. What could we do? So we have to understand, Bechlau, why are these children like this for? From where does it come from? It could be because they're missing social skills. They don't know how to run a dialogue. They don't know. It could be from a child, then who is younger. He spoke a little bit funny, or he had a mistake, and everyone laughed of him, closed him down. Sometimes it's a child that is born, that type, a closed child, right? And sometimes it could be, I don't know how to say it in English, a sandwich child, a yellow sandwich, you call it in it. So a kid that's a sandwich. He's the top is a good one, the bottom is a good one. He's in between the lo yutzlach from the family. He feels himself lo yutzlach since his older brother is doing so good, he's doing so schwach. He feels very out. Sometimes we look at these children and we think that these children really don't need so much of communication. They're quiet, they're sitting quiet. Yeah, well, the one that's talking a lot, the one that's quiet. And we think that the one that talks, he needs, the one that's quiet, he doesn't need it. It's not true. He has a problem. He cannot express himself. It bothers him. I once saw a father walking with two children in the street. And one is talking. And the other one is quiet, listening. All the time they're quiet. And the child tells his father, the quiet one, Tati, he's talking all the time, doesn't let me talk even. So the father says, you know, you're right. Okay, we have another 15 minutes to walk. Five minutes each one. Okay, we'll make it. So the one that started talking right away, he's talking, yeah. He gets finished the 5 minutes, the father has turned to the other kid, no, now it's your turn. I don't have what to say. So we think, he doesn't have what to say. He has. He doesn't know how to bring it out. I would say on these two, these kind of type of children, it's like, try to open him up, try to bring him out. Well, we mentioned before, we ask him more questions, sit with him, don't have this mistake and say, oh, he doesn't need it because he sees such a quiet kid. He needs it, he's desperate for it, he's waiting for it. Come give it to him, open him up more, ask him more questions, try to give him more time, quality time that you sit with him. If Khalil al-Khas, we won't give this child what he needs, of course, he's like quiet, he's going to grow up, either grow up very closed and forbidden, a mardan, very angry all the time, with kindness all the time, that no one understands me, and I don't have who to talk to. Now, it's true, that's what he feels, no one understands him, because he has a problem, no one understands him, really. I once heard from a big speaker saying that when you talk to, he's talking about a father talking with the children, and he says, this kid, he's pointing at his kid, does not know how to express himself. He says, yeah, you're putting one finger on this kid, he does not, we're putting three fingers on yourself. You don't know how to express, to open him up. It's your, at psachloi, that's your job. To sit and think, how do I bring him out? How do I give him more and take him out? He should not be going around the whole time with tightness. And sometimes this kid will be bring attention negative. He's getting everyone on the feet, getting everyone angry. They're fighting with the kid next to him in class and at home with their younger brother. He's even the parents getting them angry. Why? Because that's the way he learned to talk with people. He does not get his kesher, his communication only like that. I sat once with a bocher from 18 years old, very problematic case, and he's telling me, but us, our house, we don't have communication. Our communication is with. There's no communication to sit, lovely, sit and talk, and the kid says, and I sat with the parents, and that was true. There's no correct communication. So what happens is, it becomes a different way. He fights, and he gets it, he chappens back, everyone's thinking, bigger chokhmah, so that the chokhmah is such a parent, when he meets such a child, to try to open up at more, and get him to speak what more and bring him into it. I see we're running out of time. I want to talk about two nekudas. I'm going to say them very bekits and very shortly. Two nekudas. One is the noise from vikuach, debate. A vikuach. We have vikuchim with our children. The children are better than us in that, I'm telling you. They're better than us because three reasons. One reason is, there's a carrier and there's a leader. Who's the child's berakah leading and we're carrying? Because they're running us into it. The second nikud is, they're opening up new fronts the whole time. You said like this, so I said, the last time was that like this, and then you said that, and he said then my friend, opening up new fronts the whole time. And we have to understand that we're going down to the level of the child. We're not, a parent's supposed to be up and not go down. The child is pulling him down to him. And the worst of all is, we lose all the time. Why? Because if we lost, because he proved that we're different, we're wrong, so we lost. And if I won him, I'm telling you we lost also. If I won him, if there's such a vikuach, and they're fighting around, and he has to do what I said because I said so, and I won him, it's very bad also. So what is the answer for it? The answer is like this. The first thing is, we have to know what do we want. To be very clear by ourselves, what do we want from this kid? Not throwing us in the stomach. I said like this, I said, think a minute, what do I want if the kid could send in it? What do I want from this kid? Number one. Number two, both parents should behold the same day. A house that is 2 days, there's a third day. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Ben Soira Meir, Enoch Shemea Bekol Ove Bekol Imoy, Melamed Shetzoch, Yes Koilam Shove. Has to be the same coil. If Cholil Vachas, two parents, hold different, one on the other one, there's no hope in this house that the kids are going to grow up, like you mentioned. So, first thing is, we should know what we want, the second should be together. And then, when we're very clear what we want, we go over what we're saying to the child, like a broken tape recorder. The child wants to go down 3 o'clock in the afternoon to play. The mother says, not 3 o'clock, it's Shabbos afternoon, rest or whatever, learn. 5 o'clock you go down. Well, I want to go, and he said, and I went last week. Again, I told you, 3 o'clock, I said, you're not going to go down. 5 o'clock you go down. Well, you know that 2 weeks ago, yes, and you just mean me, just doing this, you know, whatever, my older brother. I'm saying this again. 3 o'clock I said not, and 5 o'clock here. What are we gaining from this nusach? We're gaining, first of all, we're not going down. We're not getting a carrier, and we're not winning him. It's even if we're standing in our bakasha, we say, we didn't have a vikuach, we didn't have a debate, that there were so many things in between that when we win him, it's so bad. Okay, this is one nekuda, I'm mamash bekatz, I want to say one nekuda about the noisa from Einish, Anisha. You have to punish a child. A child does something like that. Why are we punishing a child? So I'll see three ideas why we could be punishing a child. One is because we're angry. He got us angry. He took us out of our kalim. We got all, which we're giving, we're paying him back for it. It could be another reason. The kid did aveira. Oynish. Chivas HaMishkol. He has to pay for this aveira that he did. I'm punishing him. The third one could be, I'm being a mechanech for the osid, that he should not do this again. So, we all know the truth. It's possible that the first reason, if anger, that's why you punish a child, that's the worst chinuch could ever be. You're teaching the child that when you're angry, you can do whatever you want. You can do wild things. Oynish, we don't give oynish. Only the Boishim is allowed to give oynish. The third reason, we're mechanechim of us on the osid. That's true. That's the reason. We have to know that it's true that when we punish, there's also anger inside. The chokhmah is to watch over the anger and show the kid, try to show him that it's not anger, I'm being mechanech on his osid, not on the ova, what he did. I'll give, just finish off in one word, a test. Shabbos by the table, a kid sitting on the chair, leaning back, and the father tells him, sit straight. You're breaking the chair, sit straight. And he doesn't listen. Sit again, all of a sudden, he tumbles over, either knocks over a cup of cola soda on the carpet, or he breaks the chair. The father's explodes on him. I told you once, I told you twice. He has to get oynish, this child. Why are we giving him the oynish? For the cold soda that was put on the new carpet and he's killing the carpet? Or we want to hold him back from doing this again? So when we give him a punishment, we have to take the right ruler and the right measure that we're doing it not on the cola soda. I don't care if he spilled out 2 cups of cola soda or a drop of seltzer on Shayish, on marble. Because I don't care what I did. I care that when I told you to sit straight, you did not sit straight. I could tell him, listen, you see what happens when you don't listen, right? I could tell him. Well, the punishment is with the reason, because when I tell you, you have to listen. That's, you have to know from the osid. What are we gaining? That he sees that not we're angry at him, not the kol osor is the nekuda is, but if you're talking about the kol osor, the oynish is bigger. And if it's only felt, you know, okay, it's less. No, if you don't listen, you get a punishment. Kids are mukhen to accept the punishment when it's done leveled. It's kedai to make even a mashu less than a mashu more, to know that we're not missing it. Okay, I'm going to be makata, I'm stopping over here. Just we'll be mesakem what we spoke about. We spoke about what does it mean chinuch b'yidin. Different than a goy, we're teaching the children how to bring them l'chayo ilam abo. Kelim in chinuch, tools in chinuch, not shitas in chinuch. We know that every child, every kid has to be in his matziv. Chanuch na pidalkoi. It's very important to build a communication with the child, emotional communication. Remember, when kids come to talk to us, sometimes technical, it can mean emotionally. Kids are looking for it. Remember the right times. And something happens, Khalila, when the kid comes home, and to them, that time is the most best time to take him to yourself. Remember how to ask him questions, to go into all these details with him emotionally. And a kid that is Shane Delisha is at Tzachloi. Remember when we have a vikuach, a debate with the children, to stand like a broken tape recorder. And when we give a punishment, to remember why we're punishing him and not to lose ourselves. Tev Shelf, we should all have a lot of nachas for the children and be matzliach. Amen.